Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website hollywoodtakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N.
Well, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song. We'll all be flying higher than a jet airliner. And if you want a little bang in your yin-yang, come along.
FBI again refused to hand over the unclassified record to the custody of the House Oversight Committee. And we will now initiate contempt of Congress hearings.
It wasn't all push-ups and cramming for Prague Week, though to set the Guinness Book of Records, world records, most simultaneous push-ups, there had to be an enormous amount of push-ups.
Anyone on the Republican side you might consider if it's not Trump?
It has to be Joe Biden.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
Sean Hannity.
The new Sean Hannity Show. More behind the scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America.
All right, hour two, Sean Hannity Show. Thanks for being with us. Toll free, our number is 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. It's always a privilege and pleasure to welcome back to the program the former Vice President of the United States, longtime friend of the show, Mike Pence is back with us. Sir, how are you?
Sean Hannity, we're doing great. I'm speaking to you from the great state of Iowa. Getting ready to get on a plane and head to New Hampshire here in Iowa. Yesterday, we announced our intention to seek the Republican nomination for President of the United States, and we've just been truly humbled and inspired by the outpouring of support and encouragement from around the country. But it's great to talk to you.
You know, it's interesting in the course of these primaries, and this is not my first rodeo, and it's not your first rodeo, is for some reason, I think people have this Pollyannish view that when it comes to a primary, that people think it's going to be all, you know, sunshine, rainbows, and cotton candy. And at some point in the process, it usually becomes a blood sport, bloody brawl between candidates because there's so much at stake. And I'm not sure why people have this perception that this year is going to be any different or would be any different, because it's just not facing reality.
Well, look, elections are about choices. And in my announcement speech yesterday, here in Des Moines, Iowa, we introduced ourselves. Karen and I both did, to the country. Because, you know, one of the things I've concluded is that I'm well known, but we're not known well. I don't think people know just how long I've been leading in the conservative movement. You and I know each other back when I was leading House conservatives battling against the big spenders in our own party. I went home to Indiana, where we cut taxes, achieved record employment and doubled the educational choice program. And then, of course, all the years as vice president where I stood loyally by President Donald Trump, we built a record that I'm proud of. Some in this field are already criticizing the record of the Trump-Pence administration, but I tell you, I'm proud of all that we accomplished in all of those years. I stood loyally by the president, as you know, up until my oath to the Constitution required me to do otherwise. But yesterday in my announcement speech, I also talked, Sean, about that day, about my stand on the Constitution of the United States. I'll always believe that we did our duty on that fateful day of January 6th. But also, yeah, I really do think there's an important debate happening within the Republican Party today, whether or not we're going to continue to be a leader of the free world, the arsenal democracy, whether we're going to deal with the debt crisis facing our children and grandchildren with fiscal responsibility and reform, and ultimately whether we're going to stand firm on the right to life. Those are all things that have defined my career. There are other voices in our party today that are moving away from those issues, and that's going to be a worthy debate going forward in this primary.
Let me ask you about that, because I think it has played a part in a lot of campaigns, the issue of abortion and Roe v. Wade being overturned, and then the states now have the jurisdiction, which is something I believe should have been the case from the beginning. I always believe Roe was bad law and that it would always be a state issue. However, I do look at a certain political reality. I'll give you one example. I'll give you a couple examples.
Yeah.
One is the case of Mastriano running in Pennsylvania. Now, Shapiro, as a non-incumbent, won by the largest percentage for the governorship in that state since the early 1940s. And Mastriano was a guy that had no exceptions for rape, incest, or the mother's life. A neighboring state of yours, in Michigan, you know, the issue of abortion was on the ballot there. And I would argue Tudor Dixon, who I like a lot, that hurt her in her campaign. And, you know, so I think the Republican Party is looking at two separate issues, and the pro-life community is looking at two separate issues. And that is, you know, is there any middle ground at all? What is your full position on the issue? Because I think you do get to a point where you're going to lose a big percentage of the voting electorate if you're 100% pro-life and you don't make exceptions for rape, incest, or the mother's life, for example.
Well, Sean, first, you know me a long time. You know, I'm pro-life. I don't apologize for it. But, you know, as you can check.
And by the way, nor should you.
Right. Thank you. And I can't tell you, I'm one of the millions of people out there that appreciates the way you've championed life throughout your career on the airwaves of America. But let me say, you check my record. I've always been a consistent supporter of the exceptions for rape, incest, life of the mother. But on this question, to me, it's really twofold. Number one, the Supreme Court didn't return the question of abortion just to the states. They returned it to the states and the American people. And while I've been pleased to see states like Indiana and Texas and other states around the country advance pro-life legislation, and we'll always support that in state capitals, ultimately the American people elect presidents. We elect senators and congressmen. And for my part, I would support efforts at the national level, if perhaps even like Lindsey Graham suggested, creating a minimum threshold of 15 weeks that would more align United States law to the European Union. You know, the average, time limit on abortions, the cutoff is somewhere between 12 and 15 weeks for all the European countries. We allow abortion on demand all the way up to the moment of birth. That's the position of the Democratic Party and Joe Biden and the radical left. That's more in line with Iran and China and North Korea today. So I would just tell you, if I have the great privilege of being president of the United States of America, I'll hold to the views I've always held. I'll recognize those exceptions and tragic circumstances, but I got to tell you, I'll look for every effort to advance the cause of the unborn at the state and at the national level. I think the cause of our movement, the cause of America today, is the cause of life.
So just to be clear, like the Dobbs decision, that was the Mississippi case. In that state, they looked at 15 weeks. Other people look at the first trimester to be the limit. You know, I rarely quote Democrats, but I'll quote Bill Clinton, legal but rare and
maybe add a word early. Does that sound right to you?
No, look, I'm pro-life. I believe that life begins at conception. So,
what did you mean by what you would do at the federal level then? Maybe I misunderstood.
Well, I said if I was president of the United States, I'd support Senator Graham's bill, the 15-week limit. But I also want to celebrate the heartbeat bill that Governor Brian Kemp signed and then won re-election by a decisive margin, that Governor Mike DeWine signed and then won re-election by 20 points. That's the only thing I would encourage all of your listeners to reflect on. Look, Democrats made abortion a major issue in the midterm elections. But I'm standing here in the state of Iowa, and I can tell you for the first time in history, the entire congressional delegation from Iowa, the senators and House members, are Republicans. And a congressman by the name of Zach Nunn was elected here in a Des Moines district. It was a Democrat district. He beat an incumbent Democrat. The only issue she ran on was abortion. He went on television and stood on principle and with compassion and surrounded himself with his 8 or 9 children and his beautiful family, and he won the election. Look, I think when we stand without apology for the right to life, and when we say that we are committed to restoring the sanctity of life to the center of American law, but we marry that to compassion, as Congressman Zach Nunn did, as other candidates around the country did, I think we can win great victories for life. But I will tell you, I'll never rest, I'll never relent until the day comes that I either go home to be with the Lord or that we restore the sanctity of life to the center of American law in every state.
One of our partners here on the radio show is a group called Preborn, and they offer free ultrasounds to any expecting woman. And what they're finding is by using the new science of ultrasound, which is 4D, and you can see images of fingers and toes and facial features and hear a heartbeat, I mean, they're having a dramatic impact on changing people's hearts. And then they offer alternatives and free counseling and diapers and baby formula and whatever these moms need after the birth. And to me, that's always going to be where the best work is going to be done, on the heart. Let me ask you this. As you now enter this,
I think the progress it's made has been a big part of that. Has been crisis pregnancy centers around the country have come alongside women facing unplanned pregnancies and difficult circumstances. And whether it's ultrasound or counseling or prayer, they've been winning hearts and minds. And I think it set the stage for the extraordinary victory for life.
Yeah. I was friends with the, since the deceased Reverend Jerry Falwell, who started Liberty University. And I never knew, one day I was speaking there on campus, and there, he has literally, he offers expecting moms unplanned pregnancies, a free education, free housing, takes care of all of their medical needs. And he did that all throughout his ministry, which I thought was a pretty amazing thing that nobody ever knew about him.
Well, it's extraordinary.
Let me ask you this. Look, I understand that during primaries things get contentious, and I know that in pretty much every interview that you're doing, and I've been following them, people just want to talk about you and Donald Trump and Donald Trump and you. I fear at times in primaries Republicans lose focus of the fact that right now Democrats have been running this country into the ground. Frankly, we have a president that I'm fairly convinced doesn't know that today's Thursday. And I watch, on the world stage, China, Russia, Iran, and their alignment, North Korea. And I see China on the move like never before, showing one hostile action after America, to America after another. I see the same thing with Vladimir Putin. I see Joe Biden is, you can spy on our country with a spy balloon. You can shoot down a drone and nothing happens. That scares me. I look at, 40-year high of inflation. I look at energy prices. That scares me. I look at the average homeowner now, the average American worker, 2/3 of them living paycheck to paycheck. That scares me. These are very troubled times to me.
They are. And it's, the reason that we made the decision to enter this race is not to do with the Republican field, is because I think this country's in a lot of trouble. People can go to MikePence2024.com and take a look at my announcement speech, or they can check reports online, and they'll see the first thing I did out of the gate was talk about my family, my Irish immigrant grandfather and my combat veteran dad and first-generation Irish-American mom. I talked about the kids we've raised, two of whose families are serving in the armed forces of the United States today. And then I turned the page and I talked about Joe Biden, because Joe Biden has weakened America at home and abroad. I said all the crises that America is facing today are man-made, and that man's name is Joe Biden. And I promise you, as we go forward, look, we'll have a spirited campaign in this primary, but I agree with you whole cloth. We will never lose sight of the objective here is to make sure that Joe Biden is never reelected as president of the United States, and we're going to take that case to the four corners of this country.
Listen, that to me is, at the end of the day, is what it's going to be about. We can't ignore, you know, it is very interesting, because you've always said to me in every interview we've done post your vice presidency, you know, how proud you are of the Trump-Pence record. Yet you find yourself at odds now with President Trump in this primary. And I don't want to harp on it like it with every other interview, but more specifically, I mean, you see, you know, that we're like on indictment watch constantly, you know, in this case with the special counsel. And, you know, when I look at the case down at Mar-a-Lago and I compare it to Hillary Clinton and top secret classified information she had or obstruction with the deleted 33,000 emails and the destruction of iPhones and Blackberries and with hammers. And you see four separate locations that Joe Biden had classified and top secret information. No raid on any of them. I really fear that we don't have equal justice or application of our laws. And I wanted to get your thoughts on that particular aspect of it. You found apparently a document or two in your home. You handed it over voluntarily. I give you a lot of credit for that. And that seems to be the end of it for you, thankfully.
Well, Sean, for me, you know, look, those classified documents had no business being at our house. We disclosed it voluntarily. And I was pleased that the Justice Department last week determined that that was an innocent mistake. But it was a mistake. But I have to tell you the contrary. This whole question of equal treatment under the law is at the very heart of our system of justice. But confidence in that has been eroded by the treatment that Hillary Clinton got, the unprecedented search warrant at the home of a former president of the United States. And quite frankly, in my own circumstances, when we alerted the Justice Department that we had found documents that inadvertently had been transferred back to my home in Indiana, the FBI was on my front doorstep the next day. What press has reported is that it took 80 days for the FBI to go to the office of the residence of President Joe Biden. Now, that doesn't sound like equal treatment in the law to me. So, look, I know we're on, there's press reports about the possibility of indictment, but I've said, I hope it would not come to that. I mean, I don't know the facts of the case, but after years where we've seen politicization at the Department of Justice, confirmed now by the Durham report that found that the Russia hoax investigation should never even have been begun, I really do hope that it doesn't come to an indictment. Look, no one's above the law. But if the Department of Justice brings charges against former president of the United States, I hope that it would meet the high threshold necessary to justify to the American people an unprecedented indictment of a former president.
I would bet it's going to end up being a process crime, but I'm very cynical at this point in my life, especially after what we know, the FBI pre-bunking Hunter Biden's laptop in 2020. I know we're working on a town hall with you. We look forward to it and spending time with you. Vice President Pence, thank you for being with us, as always. The homage debate is over. I won on Hannity.com. It's over.
You homage. Lost. Homage.
That's correct. I won.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
25 to the top of the hour. Yes, it is sick, and it is getting sicker. There's no doubt about it. You wonder, how did things get so bad so fast? These are tough times for everybody. Hey, I want to remind you, MyPillow, Mike Lindell loves to give great deals to you, his customers, his loyal customers. Recently, I've been speaking about my slippers, the Giza Dream Sheets, the all-new MyPillow 2.0. Now, Mike's latest offer is on his six-piece towel set. It's made with USA cotton. It's extremely absorbent, yet it's providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. That set comes with two baths, two hand towels, two washcloths. Typically, it retails for $99.98. For a limited time, you can get it on clearance for $25, over 70% in savings. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity Square, or call 800-919-6090. Mention my name. The towels are machine washable, very durable. They have multiple styles and sizes. Anyway, now a clearance, over 70% off, MyPillow.com, Sean Hannity Square. All right, let us get to our busy phones. Andrew is in West Virginia. What's going on, sir?
Hey, Sean, how are you?
I'm good. How's the song go? Blue Ridge Mountain?
Take me home, yes, sir.
Take me home, country road. Hey. Shenandoah River. What's going on?
I was thinking about Mayor Adams and the statement he made regarding taking illegals into Gracie Mansion.
I am all for it. I think it's a great idea, generous offer. I'm just trying to get the square footage of Gracie Mansion and figure out how many square feet they can actually fit in there. I would take out it's very ornate. I mean, Gracie's Mansion, I mean, it's like a palace. And if they took out that massive, huge, pretentious dining room and took out, you know, all of the expensive furniture and all the, I don't know, you could leave the paintings up. I'm sure that maybe the illegal immigrants, maybe in their spare time, would love to see portraits of past mayors in New York hanging on the wall. And, you know, just find the maximum amount of square footage available so we can house as many illegal immigrants in Gracie Mansion with Eric Adams as possible. And by the way, I would imagine, you know, he doesn't have to put him in his bed. I would give him the privacy of his own bed. But certainly around the perimeter of the room, you could fit, you know, sleeping bags and tents and things like that. I mean, this is a big place.
Well, it is a good idea from a PR standpoint, I guess, but I can't understand, or I refuse to believe, let's put it that way, that the NYPD would let anybody just, you know, have them go down to Penn Station.
Well, why would they let anybody walk around the streets of New York that we have no background check on? I mean, we know that a lot of people on the terror watch list have attempted to cross that border that we've caught. We have no idea how many people on that list maybe made it through. So, I mean, basically he would be getting the same treatment as all the people in Texas and all the other border towns in the country, right?
Well, that's where I'm going. I don't think NYPD would let him just house anybody without having them have a background check, and the regular people.
Well, that's not fair to the people of Texas. I'm all about fairness. I want everybody to be treated equally in this woke world we live in. And if Eric Adams supports illegal immigration, he ought to be willing to open his doors, invite in as many illegal immigrants as possible with no background checks, no health checks, no check of whether or not they're financially able to take care of themselves. I'm sure he can use part of his salary to feed them and house them. And I'm sure he could share his shower. He's not using a shower all day. Whatever he's got there.
As long as he isn't giving the bill for the background checks to New York taxpayers, because you all pay enough as it is. I you know what? All for it. Absolutely.
But well, I hate to tell you, the amount of money is real. And speaking of New York, They just got a bill at the, I'm sorry, they just got a check from FEMA for $104.6 million. So this is not exactly charity from Eric Adams' part. This is our money that is paying for the illegal immigrant crisis created by, well, the likes of him and Joe Biden and Kamala, the border czar, the great border. She's a great border czar. She's done such a good job. I'm so proud of her. She's been down there so often. She really has. She really has her pulse on what's going on down at the border.
She seems to, yes.
All right, my friend. Thank you. God bless you.
Wait, I gotta make a point. I wanna bring this up.
You gotta make a point.
I gotta tell you something. So Ethan, Katie, and I had a conversation yesterday.
You wanna give homage to the caller?
You know, I like to pay homage as often as possible, you know, in the French or British or American pronunciations of that word. There are, you know, there's just a variety. Why not use them all in one sentence? In any event, we were talking yesterday about the cost of the migrants to people that they would stay with. And Ethan and Katie and I were like, you know what's really weird about this is that they're getting paid to take these migrants in. But the people that take the migrants in, let's say they get $40 a night, they take in however many migrants, they can make over $100,000 a year, not working, housing migrants. But if they take in children, we're not screening the people that are taking them in. So we could literally be paying pedophiles to take children in and then sex traffic
them. There you go again. They see, you want to treat people differently. You want to give them background checks. That's not fair.
I want to give the New Yorkers the background check. I don't want to background check the migrants. They're fine. They look good. Bring them on in.
I don't think anybody should get a background check. Why bother?
You're right.
That would be called security.
You're right. I've lost my mind. Why pay homage to the system that saved us for so long?
Tom in Connecticut. Tom, how are you?
Hi, Sean. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Glad you called.
I just want to give you some of my thoughts on the Jersey Whale diving into the campaign and then get a little bit of your feedback on it.
All right. Be nice here. Be nice. Be nice. I think I know who you're talking about. But anyway, you want to talk about former Governor Christie?
Yes. I think with some of the baggage he has, I don't want to spend too much time on Bridgegate because that was, you know.
Well, Bridgegate, if my memory serves me right, it resulted in a conviction that resulted in it being overturned. So officially, nobody was, you know, found guilty of what was alleged at the time. As far as I'm concerned, yeah, still looked fishy to me. He was never himself charged. And then, of course, we have him, you know, closing beaches. But, you know, there's plenty of room for him to have a private beach for himself after he shut it down. And then, of course, we have the great hug. Who could ever forget the hug moment after Hurricane Sandy that, you know, of Barack Obama? Listen, here's the thing about Christie. Tell me what he's running on. He's running on, I hate Donald Trump. I'm going to bludgeon Donald Trump. Donald Trump's afraid of me. Donald Trump won't debate me. Well, if you can't get 5% in the polls, you don't deserve to be debated, period.
Yep, I'm in full agreement with that. And yes, like what you said on the Jersey Shore during the pandemic, right? Everything was shut down. You couldn't go to school. You couldn't go to the parks. You couldn't go to the beaches. And then there he is out there with his pod laying out there without a care in the world. People couldn't even have decent funerals or wakes. And so, I mean, that's the clearest example I've ever seen is, you know, good for thee, but not for me. I mean, if he really runs and it gets serious, can you imagine commercials and billboards across the country with him laying out on the beach during the pandemic?
No, I really can't imagine that, but I'm sure it would be in a lot of campaign ads. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But look, here's the deal. He's not going anywhere. He's being funded by Never Trumpers. That's it. So this is his moment to act like he is, you know, all, to be honest, the level of sanctimony and phoniness in this is just repulsive to me. This is the guy I think that recommended Chris Ray. Thank you very much, Chris Christie. Great job. And you know, look, when you see somebody has an agenda that is not, if you're running for office, like I'll give you an example. I think Vivek Ramaswamy. I never really knew Vivek Ramaswamy. I kind of like him. And I think he's running because he loves his country and he's got bold ideas. He's willing to throw himself into the arena. He knows his odds are low. He's still going to try anyway. Okay, I'm willing to talk to him. Tim Scott, you know what? His background, his story, his life story is amazing. I want to talk to him, too. You know, I don't know the North Dakota governor, but he seems like a pretty good guy from everything I've been reading about him. I'll put him on. We'll hear his points of view. He's not going to be president. Nikki Haley, okay, a little more well-known, but I think it's going to be a heavy lift for her to get over the finish line. You know, right now it seems like a very solid number one, Donald Trump in the lead, who is facing all sorts of criminal investigations. What impact it ultimately has on all of this, none of us know. And we'll just see. Anyway, Tom, appreciate it, buddy. Quick break, right back to our phones, 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. All right, we continue now, back to our busy phones. Chris, North Carolina. Chris, how are you?
Hey, buddy. Thank you. How are you doing?
Listen, I'm good, man. What's going on?
Real quick, because I want to get off here. Listen, RFK Jr., I thought that he was just another freak lib until I saw the video of him at the border, and he was blistering Biden. I mean, blistering is you know what. And so I'm thinking, what happens if he, everybody's saying he doesn't have a chance to primary Biden. But if he primaries Biden as a moderate, I'm scared that Trump or whoever is going to lose a bunch of moderates or a bunch of independents.
So I've got a theory that, and it's anecdotal, it's not just pulled out of thin air, but I've talked to enough Democrats to know none of them want Biden on the ticket in 2024. So my guess is there's going to be some major push, maybe behind the scenes, maybe things we'll never know or hear about, to get Biden off the ticket. And with RFK Jr. pulling 21% against a sitting president, and I mean, speaks volumes. For Marianne Williamson to be pulling nearly 10% speaks volumes about how Democrats don't want this guy. So, so I've got this interview. We're out in California with Gavin Newsom. And I have a theory that Democrats want Gavin Newsom to be their nominee. That's my theory. I can't prove it. It's a theory. It's not law. It's just in my mind, that's where they're headed. What? So we're going to talk about that and issues and, you know, the great divide that exists between conservatism and liberalism, the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, red and blue. I'm not here to harangue him. I'm not here to, you know, be Caitlin Collins and interrupt him every 5 seconds. I'm going to let him explain his views. I'm going to say, okay, well, these are your policies. Here are the consequences. Tell me why you support it.
California, he has nothing, nothing, zero, nada, nothing to run on. Newsom has nothing good or positive to run on.
If you're a climate alarmist cultist, religious cult member, he has a lot to run on. They love him, you know, and he's right out of central casting if you're looking for a politician. Right out of central casting. And I would not be surprised if a lot of high money Democrats get behind him and say, challenge Biden. And he might just do it. He said he wouldn't, but he might say, you know what? The circumstances have changed. He's not in a very good shape. He can't even get up when he falls down again and again. And you know what? This is not good for the country and it's not good for the party. I can see that happening. Do you think I'm wrong?
Not necessarily. I do not. But I think if they do, that'd be the best thing in the world for us, because I don't believe that any independent with a thumbnail's worth of brains is going to vote for Gavin Newsom.
I disagree with you. I think he'd get a lot of votes. New York, done deal. He'll win New York. New Jersey, he'll probably win New Jersey too. Pennsylvania, he's going to have a harder time. Wisconsin, he'll have a harder time. Michigan, I don't know. God only knows what's going on in Michigan. Anyway, my friend, appreciate it. 800-941-SHAWN, if you want to be a part of the program. John is in Long Island. John, how are you? Glad you called.
Hey, Sean, I listened to you yesterday. I heard you talking about the funeral, and I was laughing because I can...
You're talking about my potential funeral, what's in my will, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, my daughter loves this topic. She really... Every time Daddy brings it up, it is not a good moment.
Oh, I don't understand why. Born and raised, school, Catholic school, my whole life. The last great party that I went to was my best friend's funeral, and it's just the way that the Irish look at it.
I've been to enough Irish funerals to know from personal experience. I mean, it gets a little weird. Because, you know, one minute the room is bursting out in laughter, and the next minute everyone, you know, they're all crying, you know, or rubbing the face of the dead body in the casket that's laying out there, which just freaks me out. And, you know, so, But you know, look, I'm just being honest. I look at my life as a gift. I look at whatever success that all of you in this audience has given me and on TV, the same thing, as an undeserved life. And that's why I'm like, don't cry at my funeral. Celebrate my life. You know, that this shouldn't have happened to me. It was not in the cards. And you know, at the end of the day, we're all God's children and he calls us home. And I believe with all my heart, mind and soul that there is an afterlife. By the way, I was surprised Arnold Schwarzenegger does not believe in one. I've read that this week. I was really surprised. He thinks you're dead, you're 6 feet under, and that's the end. I don't believe that. I believe that, you know, we're mind, body, and spirit, and that, you know, where you die at this moment in life, and that if you believe in the salvation that was offered in my faith, Christianity, you know, that in my father, let not your heart be troubled. In my father's house are many mansions, and I go there to prepare a place for you. That's my favorite biblical verse. That's what I believe. You don't believe it? I don't really give it a hoot. That's up to you. I'm not a preacher. I'm not here to proselytize or indoctrinate.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now, you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epic Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.